For our Peace Bucket, we're joined today by a prior guest, Ed Canan, who's with Upstage Drone Action. We've had also John Amanon on talking about the various protests that have taken place at the Hancock Air Force Base outside of Syracuse, where the 174th attack wing is based, which pilots drones in Afghanistan and other parts of the Middle East. Ed will be eventually facing, we believe, some court trials because of prior arrests at protests. They've been shut down because of COVID. But Ed, maybe you could just briefly, you know, give us an update on what is Upstage Drone Action and why you have participated in these protests.
Okay. Upstage Drone Action Coalition is primarily focused on raising consciousness about the very serious problem of killer drones, the MQ-9 killer drone that is piloted from Hancock Air Base, which is on the edge of Syracuse, New York. They began about 10 years ago, and that's when Upstage Drone Action began, flying 24/7 over Afghanistan. One of their functions besides surveillance is assassination. And since this is in our backyard, we felt many of us responsible to expose this international illegal practice happening at Hancock and a number of other bases around the country and around the world, perpetrated by the U.S. Why am I involved? Well, partly it's in my backyard, so to speak. In my younger days, I could have walked out to the base, Hancock Air Base. But for many years, I've been an anti-war, anti-government terrorist activist, and this fits right in with that.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, you know, apparently a date for the trial of you and other protesters have not been set as we emerge from COVID. But I believe this is not your first trial. You know, what is the basic, you know, defense that you raise, and, you know, how does the judge and possibly jury respond to it in general?
Well, the basic defense is that these drone strikes are immoral. They're illegal. They violate international law. They're not good for the U.S. people. I mean, it just stirs up hate around the world for the U.S. and leads to, blowback. We feel that, you know, as children of the era of the Nuremberg trials, which 1940s, which taught us that if you know your government is breaking the law, you have a responsibility to expose that. And if you can, even to impair it, get in the way of it. So that's what we've been trying to do for 10 years. Sometimes we go pro se, that is, we defend ourselves without being represented by an attorney, because we want our voice, our conscience to be heard. Sometimes we're represented by pro bono attorneys. And since we've been arrested, maybe 200 times in terms of all the people been arrested out at Hancock, and some of us multiple times. And these arrests have sometimes led to dismissals of the charges. Sometimes they've led to jury trials. Sometimes they've just led to bench trials. And occasionally they lead to jail terms. And I've been in, you know, the Jamesville Penitentiary a number of times, as have a number of my Upstage Drone Action colleagues.
What, indication do you have in terms of the upcoming trials? When may they take place? And are you going to try to get a jury trial? A jury trial is better in terms of their willingness to listen to the moral as well as legal arguments, as opposed to just arguing before a judge. And I assume this is a local town justice?
Yes, exactly. It's hard to answer that question because The judges, we've had two judges over these 10 years. And so they've heard our arguments a number of times. And sometimes it seems like they're sort of impenetrable in terms of reaching them. And yet over the years, I think they've kind of softened as they've gotten to know us and to understand, you know, that we're acting in good faith and that we're responsible U.S. citizens. So there has been some movement on their part. One of the judges even declared informally that he'd stop sending us to jail. Now, juries are a mixed bag, of course. We've had a number of jury trials, and they've gone both ways for us, either ways for us. So the process is also arbitrary, for one thing. Now, the charges that we currently have aren't, you know, felonies, so we're not going to get a jury trial. So it'll be a bench trial. And when that'll be, we just don't know.
When it is a bench trial, you know, is it, you know, one evening for 45 minutes, you get the opportunity to call witnesses and have people testify? How does that work?
Well, it varies. It's very hard to pin down the rules here. Sometimes it's like, I mean, there's often multiple defendants, some of whom take the witness stand, some don't. We choose who our witnesses are, unless, of course, the prosecutor may call one of us as a witness. It's just a mixed bag.
So have you ever thought about running to be the town justice or get some other peace activist to run for town justice?
That's rich, Mark. I literally have never thought of running to be a town justice.
You know, what can people do at this point? And, you know, what other steps you're taking besides the jury trial to, you know, draw attention to the problem of the drone pilots operating out of Hancock Air Force Base in the last 90 seconds?
Well, weekly demonstrations out at the base. We've had, I'm not sure the numbers now, but, you know, over 100 demonstrations that weren't risking arrest out at the base. You know, their signage. We're trying to reach the personnel on the base to make them aware that they're part of a death machine. We do get some media coverage, not as much as we'd want. I write the occasional op-ed, letters to the editor, that sort of thing. We've had a number of tactics locally to get attention to the drone issue.
Does it help for people to send letters to the town justice or anything?
You know, I don't think it would hurt, depending on their tone. You don't want to alienate a judge needlessly. At this point in the trajectory of our trials, we're not calling for that. We don't need the judges to know more about us. We pretty much shared ourselves with the judges. I think they probably see us, whatever their lens is, as people of integrity, you know, or scrupulously nonviolent. So we've got a scrupulously nonviolent track record for these 10 years.
Okay.
You know, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, we're out of time. The website is upstatedroneaction.org. We've been talking with Ed Canan. Any closing statement?
Let's abolish killer drones.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ed. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.